New restrictions on voting in the U.S. state of Texas are nearing the government's desk. The Republican-led Texas Senate early on Sunday approved a sweeping measure that would eliminate drive-through voting and empower partisan poll watchers. It would also impose new limits on Sunday voting when many black churchgoers head to the polls. President Joe Biden called the Texas bill part of, quote, an assault on democracy. The bill still needs approval in the Texas House before reaching Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who is expected to sign the bill into law. President Biden pledged on Sunday to tell Russian leader Vladimir Putin at their June summit that Washington will not let Moscow abuse human rights. The upcoming face-to-face meeting with the Kremlin leader comes amid levels of tension not seen in years, with Washington recently dialing back ambitions to little more than establishing a relationship in which both sides understand each other and can work together in specific areas. Since taking office, Biden has imposed new sanctions against Moscow over cyber hacking, repeated meddling in presidential elections, treatment of jailed Putin critic Alexei Navalny, and the military conflict in Ukraine. Yet another focus is on Russian-dominated Belarus, which caused an uproar last week after authorities forced an airliner passing overhead to land and arrested an opponent to President Alexander Lukashenko, who had been aboard that plane. And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Sunday during his monthly radio talk show, his country is fighting the coronavirus pandemic with all its strength. India on Sunday reported its lowest daily rise in new coronavirus infections in 46 days at just 165,000 cases. Deaths rose by 3,400. This is VOA News. West African leaders met in Ghana on Sunday to discuss a response to Mali's second coup in 9 months, which has sparked warnings of fresh sanctions and deep concerns over stability in the volatile Sahel region. Kicking off the talks, Ghana's president stressed the region's commitment to a peaceful transition in Mali. The presidents of Nigeria, Ivory Coast, and Burkina Faso were among those attending the summit. They are meeting with Mali's new president, Colonel Assimi Goïta, who led young army officers in a coup last August and in another coup last week. Mali's constitutional court completed Goïta's rise to full power on Friday by naming him transitional president. Ethiopian pro-government demonstrators held a massive rally on Sunday denouncing the United States for imposing restrictions on aid over the East African nation's conflict with Tigray. More than 10,000 people attended the rally, which was organized by the Ministry of Youth. They carried banners with slogans like USA, show us your neutrality, and Ethiopia doesn't need a caretaker. The demonstration was larger than typical pro-government rallies, and public criticism of the U.S. is rare. The United States last week imposed restrictions on economic and security assistance to Ethiopia over the conflict. Washington also said it would bar current or former Ethiopian or Eritrean officials it deems responsible for the crisis. Ethiopia is facing increasing international pressure over the conflict in Tigray, where it and neighboring Eritrea sent troops last year to oust regional authorities. The three suspects in Italy's cable car disaster that killed 14 people were allowed to leave prison on Sunday after a judge indicated most of the blame fell on just one of them, a service technician who intentionally disabled the car's emergency brake. The judge says there wasn't sufficient evidence suggesting the owner of the cable car company or the maintenance chief knew that the technician had deactivated the brake on several occasions even before the May 23rd disaster. 14 people were killed in northern Italy when a cable snapped and the emergency brake failed to prevent the car from crashing to the ground. It then rolled down a mountain until it was stopped by trees. The Italian region of Piedmont observed a minute of silence at noon on Sunday, and flags flew at half staff to mark the moment 1 week ago when disaster struck. Afghan officials said Sunday a mortar bomb fired by the Taliban struck a wedding ceremony in a province north of the Afghan capital, killing at least 6 people, including women and children.